Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know it is, believe it or not, November 18th, 2016. My goodness, as we are continuing on our growth series for the growth month of November, as we close out this year, 2016, we're here to assist small businesses to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And guys, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about next week's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and as well as Small Business Saturday. So I've gave some tools and tips before the beginning of the show, the beginning of the month, and I got great response from that, and I'm really excited for everybody who has tuned into the show each and every week. And every time that we host the show, we want to make sure we have pertinent information that's going to impact you and empower you to be the best that you can be as a business owner. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is all about owning your own business, marketing your business, growing your business to the level that you want to get it to. What is your goal as you close out this year, and what is your goal for the new year 2017? Do you have what it takes to continue to run this race effectively, or do you have not gotten all of the detailed things that you need to grow? It's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all about building a network, not a business, but a network. Where does your network stand today? How big is your network? Are you marketing constantly? Are you helping and assisting? Are you building strategic relationships everywhere you go? That is one of the successes that I've been thankful to have since I've been in this business with my show, GT Professional Radio, as well as with Global Touch Enterprise, our web design and marketing company that I put together, believe it or not, since 2007. So we've been doing this now along the way for 9 years. But here's the thing. When we started the radio show in 2012, I did not know that it was going to grow to this level where I'm assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across this country. It's a beautiful thing to be on internet radio. Trends have now shifted, ladies and gentlemen. You should have taken advantage of the trend on a level to where you can grow effectively. Without really spending a whole lot of capital today, we really don't have to. It is all about how we network and co-op together. As I talked that before about co-oping, it is a key powerful thing. In all the industries today, if you look at it right now, co-oping is a big thing. Target is doing that with a lot of companies. Starbucks is in there. CVS is in there. Market Source is in there. So you have those companies. Now, when it comes to co-oping, though, it is basically giving an expert opinion, basically giving them the expertise to do what they're naturally good at doing, meaning that that takes the stress off of your plate so that way you don't have to worry about that end job that is already taken care of. Well, think of this as a business standpoint. How do you grow a business? How do you build a business? And how do you market the business? How do you get constant traffic through your business? Internet base is where it's at. Your website should be tight. All of the things that you do on your website should give you marketing content to basically reach out to all your people, social media, all of the social media outlets that you're a part of. You should be marketing on a consistent daily basis. As I shared this before, I say again, you have to do this on a regular daily basis. And if you have someone appointed there, you're going to have a team of people, ladies and gentlemen, not just one or two, but a team that's going to help you put it all together. And if you have that team, great. If you don't, get to looking. Because the quicker you do this, the stronger you are, the bigger you are. And as I shared before, I say again, you can use your customers as your runners. Help them build your business. Help them tell the story. Help them give out the information. Empower them with what it is you do, whether it's product business or service business. Now, this is a twofold deal, ladies and gentlemen. If you're both, where you're doing products and services, great. But if you're just a product business, your products should be key to growth. And I'm going to share this with you on today's topic that we're going to be talking about for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Basically, tips that's going to help you with the marketing campaigns that you put together for next week. Are you ready? Do you have all your content planned for the holiday season? Do you have what it takes to market out there on social media? Are you being consistent with the content? Not going up and down, not flip-flopping, but just staying consistent and persistent is the key, ladies and gentlemen, to success today. And if you stay on the course, you will win. But you must develop your promotional schedule, and I'm going to say this again, promotional schedule. We talked about that with the five P's of marketing. We talked about people, product, price, place, promotion. So if you look at the product, the price, how are you promoting it? And what people or target market are you reaching? What age group or demographics are you reaching? And what area in town are you reaching? And if you have a website, ladies and gentlemen, and an e-commerce website, which is basically where people can go online and purchase, then you will want to market that like clockwork. As a business owner, our job is to make sure that we promote our businesses properly, to stay in the course of time, to be basically ambassadors for the products that we provide for the end users and for the marketplace. So if you have it down, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you develop a promotional schedule. Map out your sales and promotions for the entire holiday shopping season, including Black Friday and also Cyber Monday. This should be done way ahead of time, but because we have started on the week, in the month of November, pretty much on a hard note, now you begin to see how busy it's getting. The more busier it's getting, whether online or brick and mortar, if you have a brick and mortar location, you want to draw traffic like never before. And if you're a product business, you want to ready your inventory for the holiday rush. Prepare the holiday season by planning your product offering several months in advance. So that way you know that if you have enough inventory to cover that, you will profit better. It's all about profit versus wages. And profit is better than wages, as we know. So you want to engage your social media followers. You want to make sure that your engagement with the social media on any promotional items that you have, anything that you want to do, gift cards, gift certificates, or discounts that you want to provide your users, you want to promote that. You want to promote what it is you're selling right then and there. But you also want to give incentives for them purchasing directly through you from your website. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you can do this on social media like clockwork. I've seen it done before. As I design and build websites for a lot of my clients and business owners, they begin to understand that it's going to take a little time. But if you publicize properly and you do this right, you can earn right away. Don't take really that long if you're really on the ground running. But you got to run. This is a race. You know, and it's also a marathon, but it's mostly a race to get to that first mover's advantage. So that way you can have something that people can go to and look at without having to really worry about, well, should I trust this merchant? Should I be able to get, you know, the deals going? You know the whole story. So you want to make sure you publicize your upcoming events as well. That's your next thing. Publicize your upcoming events. Announce on any upcoming holiday events. You can do pop-up shops. You can do seasonal sales in advance so your customers can spread the word. You can do this on social media as well. Promote on social media, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever you got Instagram, you got a lot of different social outlets that you can utilize. But suit the ones that's best for you and easier for you to do where you have a majority of your target market, whether they're on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or Instagram, on wherever platform you want to use. You want to use them all. If you have them and you feel you can be comfortable with using majority of more than two, fine, do as such. But make sure you're consistent with the content and make sure that you're saying the same thing across the platforms so you don't have any discrepancies there. That's something you want to do. Also, would it be a good tip, ladies and gentlemen, for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you want to show appreciation to loyal customers. Reward your best customers with a special discount, early access to sales, and a first look on new products that you bring on board to your repertoire. So you want to get your opinionated. You want to get them involved. Let them be your eyes and ears and the voice for the product. And guess what? They'll become your ambassadors, your runners, to promote it and share it with others. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, they know more people than you do. So you want to make sure you have that also noted so that way they can go ahead and check it out. So you want to make sure you give your power and pack your people so you can make the generation of the money without having to do that. Word of mouth advertising is still a powerful piece, ladies and gentlemen, today. If you use it effectively in your business, you will see growth like never before. Spread the holiday cheer. Thank your customers for their patronage throughout the year by sending them a thoughtful holiday greeting. And you can do that, you know, now email marketing is still good for those purposes alone. Or you can do mobile marketing, utilizing a cell phone for them to basically get the information and thanking them for that and saying season greetings and any promotions that you're running for the season, you want to share that with them on a regular, consistent basis, okay? So you make sure you want to do that. That's going to also add to your growth. Communicate your shipping policies so that way you can make sure that they understand exactly how ordering on your website is going to take place. Clearly communicate important order by dates and shipping details so your customers will get their products in time for the holidays. So you want to make sure you want to do that. If you have gift baskets that you put together or some gift certificates or if you have anything on that level where you want to have something special for them purchasing as a thank you or an incentive, then you want to put that out there too as well. So that's going to help you grow. Also, highlight your most important item. What is the most popular item that's selling today that everybody likes? What brand is it? What color is it? What type is it? So you want to make sure you have all of that for the holidays, and you can use that as holiday collections, as gifts, or a gift guide for guests, customers who may not know, who's new coming to your site, who may not know what's popular. So you want to share with them the most popular items that's being sold on your site. This, too, will also add more growth and also help you target to the people that you deal with on a regular basis. So you're going to manage your list and target your audience properly. So that's what you want to write down. You want to manage your list and target your audience properly. Consolidate subscribers into their master list. So on your website, you should have a subscription or a subscriber list or email list where you can have guests or customers to fill out. If you have that properly set on your website, which mostly is loaded on the home page, then you want to make sure you're doing that and gathering that, and you want to put that into a master list. This master list, ladies and gentlemen, is what I teach and train when I build websites for guests or for my clients to make sure that they have what it takes to do that. It's a database, or you can do it in Excel. Put it in an Excel spreadsheet. You have a master list. You have everything noted of all of the customers with their contact information, their emails, and also their phone numbers, so that way you can basically get them. If they purchase anything, you want to capture that too. So you want to make a master list of your sales. Always do this well, and you will manage your business properly. You will grow it. So you can create as many lists as you need, but it only often more conventional and cost-effective to instead to really just basically put together one single master list of your subscribers. That means people who have purchased from you, people who have inquired about you, who have filled out the form on your website. You want to make sure you have that so you can basically do that and keep a list so you can start promoting properly to your group. Maintain a permission-based list, though. This is one of the most important pieces, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of business owners seem to not get on board right away. When I say maintain a clean, permission-based list throughout the holiday season. If you haven't contacted anybody within the past 6 months, be sure to reconfirm your list before sending anything to them as far as promotional items. Because basically what you're going to do with this list is basically submit promotional items or new products that you're providing or sell items or promotional items that you want to get to them so they can also make the decision to make a purchase there too as well. Whether it's going to be in an email or you can send a mobile marketing through the phone, you can do it that way too. It's up to how you want to do it that's going to be more beneficial. And then also you don't want to bug your customers or your guests, so you want to make sure it's permission that they give you the consent to do so to send you additional information as needed. So that's taken care of. The next thing, ladies and gentlemen, you want to integrate with social media. And I keep saying social media like it's clockwork, but Facebook, you got the sign-ups, you got the Twitter lead generation cards. You can turn your social media followers into subscribers with a Facebook sign-up form. They do have that on Facebook. You also on Twitter, you have the lead generation card that they do have on Twitter. So your business, if you have a business page on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or any other social platform, if you have the business section of it, then you want to make sure you're using that like clockwork. Well, on mine, with GTE Professional Network Radio, we have a business page. And with my Global Touch Enterprise web design business, I have a business page. But I also have contact information and fill-out information where they can set up a scheduled appointment with me right away if they want to know more about topics and tools and things that I'm talking about that they didn't get a chance to listen to on my radio show here on GTE Professional Network Radio. But all the information that I'm sharing with you on my web, that's on my website on Global Touch Enterprise, .net website is also on my radio show. So that way I can be consistent with what content I'm providing and sharing with everyone so that when they can pick it up and go from there. Now, social media is strong, ladies and gentlemen, and it's growing like leaps and bounds. I've known a lot of business owners that I've talked with and helped as well that I've actually generated thousands of dollars off the site, social media, by gathering new customers on social media. Believe it or not, buyers are everywhere. You want to be also ready for any buyer where you decide to put out there, no matter what social platform you decide to go with. But you always want to be looking for more buyers. That's the key goal toward your growth. All right, now we're on the next part, which is target subscribers with segments. Well, you can use a segment. We use segments here. But the segment, basically, use segments to organize your subscribers and send them targeted, relevant content or information that's going to be relevant to them. By them filling out the information or form, you kind of get an idea of what they like, what they don't like. And then you kind of get a behavior pattern based on the customers who continually shop through you on a regular basis, based on the products that you have provided to them and that they've got from you. And how you advertise it and how you promoted it makes it or breaks it for you, okay? So advertise to subscribers. You can do that on Facebook. I'm going to say that again. You can use Facebook customer audience features to target your MailChimp subscribers with Facebook ads. I use advertising, and it only cost me $6 for $6 to boost my audience on this radio show for what I'm promoting today, which I promoted for today. So November 18, 2016, I promoted it, but I did this actually on Tuesday of this week. So from Tuesday to today, which is now Friday, which is 3 days now, I got one more day tomorrow, Saturday. So for next week, I'm promoting the next show. So now I have my audience already prepped and ready to tune in to the show on the next week. But you want to promote it. $6, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to break you. That's all it takes. You don't need to spend a whole lot of money to do the advertising. It a little bit does a lot. And with that, I generated over 375 contacts for that $6. Now, what does the 375 contacts do for me? One, it helps me if they're business owners looking to get assistance on any products or services that I provide. Two, they can also learn tools and tips on the radio show here where they can get additional information to help them grow their network. And three, I built now a relationship, or they become part of my network when they submit to me exactly what they like to hear on a regular basis, or what tools and tips they have. They can email me. They can go to my website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. They can fill out that form on my website. They can schedule an appointment with me on my website. So it's interactive. The key word, guys, is interactive. Your Facebook should be interactive to your subscribers to get new business on a regular basis. That's what I want, the point I want to make across. All right. So now that we're talking about that, we're talking about create relevant content to send to the right people at the right time. Well, I could talk about this all day. I'm not going to, though, but I could. But the way we do information today, ladies and gentlemen, especially in marketing, you want to make sure it's consistent, relevant content that's going to grab the attention of the end user or the buyer. Excuse me. You won't know exactly what it is they're actually looking for, so you have to reach out to them kind of like a little tap on the shoulder and ask the question, what is it that you like to see, or what is it that you would like to purchase today? Well, they'll give you the answer. They'll can basically build a relationship with them, and that's the part that we talk about in marketing. It's all about relationship building. Content is also relationship building because you're basically putting together content that's going to be relevant to the guest or buyer, so that way they can communicate to you that, hey, this is exactly what I was thinking about. This is what I was looking for. You just helped me. It's just like a customer going through the aisles of the store trying to find that one particular item, and it's a big warehouse that they got to go through, say, for instance, like a Sam's Club or Walmart or Target, where they got a Best Buy, where they got to go through all these different aisles to find something. But your content shines a bright light where they guides them directly to that point where they want to go, where they need to go. And bam, they got what they're looking for. They can go. So you want to kind of get them in and out. That's what the websites are for. That's why online marketing is big. That's why online sales are huge. Billions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to share this with you. Billions of dollars are being generated online as we speak annually every year. It was $5 billion, I think, last year. It's going to be up to $6 to $7 billion this year. Well, that B does make an impactful part because now it's enough on the table for everybody to win if we participate with what's going on the Internet. As Bill Gates has said before, if your business don't have a website, you're still out of business. You don't have a business until you're online with your business. So you want to make sure you provide pertinent content that's going to be a great end user for your customers to receive exactly what it is they're looking for. So you also want to make recommendations to products that customers will love. You want to recommend certain products that you have in your inventory that you want to sell that's going to be a benefit based on the age, the demographic of the area, and also the group of the people that you're dealing with, male, female, no matter which it is. You want to make sure you recommend certain products that customers will love, so that way you can generate more revenue. You can personalize your emails by including product recommendations driven by the purchase history of your customers. Now, meaning that if you want, like we just finished the website for John Renee Cosmetics here in Houston, Texas, and I'm really excited about them and what they're doing with this lipstick line that she just put together, which is all natural. And it also helps them to generate more new users because with the lipstick, some people can get irritated by it based on the skin type or sensitive skin. So she found something that's going to be a benefit to everybody. But here's the thing. You want to make sure that you recommend certain products by giving them the benefits of the product, the type of that product, and why is it going to help? What is it going to do for them? You know, that what is it for me? If it's for you, here it is. I'm going to recommend this product because I see that you purchased this one before based on your purchase history. I see that you bought this before. Here's something similar to or alike the one you purchased, but on another level. So you always want to do levels with your guests or customers, meaning that when they go to one step, you take another step and go another level with them. meaning that you bring another product that's going to be beneficial for them on basically what they like to see or like to do. I know that, this works. It's all about the relationship or behaviors of your buyers. If you understand that, you're going to make a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. So, also, too, you want to welcome your new customers to your list who sign up on your website. If you have your email sign-ups sheet or deal or subscribers, if you have subscribers for that. Everybody who goes to my website, I have that set up so that way everybody can know I know who they are. My database is so strong it's sick, but you want to make yours that way as well, meaning that you want to make sure you have enough information for your guests or customers that sign up new who wants to participate. That's how you build a solid network. That's how you keep it growing. They can become your runners. They can share the product that they purchase from you. They can tell their friends how great it is. And they're like, you know, like a best movie. Hey, man, you know, I saw that movie, man. It's off the chain. I don't work for the movie company that made the movie, but because I've seen it and I thought it was a great movie, I'm going to share it with everybody I know. So the same principle will apply. Again, ladies and gentlemen, word of mouth advertising is key, is strong. So you want to make sure you keep that on the level. So your list is tight. You want to make sure you do everything possible that you can to promote on a regular, consistent, daily, weekly, monthly basis, meaning that you do not stop promoting no product or service that you're providing to no end. You want to continue to do that on a regular, consistent basis. This is part of your lessons of business. As a business owner, your goal is to make sure that you're promoting your business properly. You're branding a name. What does your brand stand for? What does your company name stand for? What do you stand for? You need to ask yourself these questions. Plan, and keep planning. These are my holiday tips here at GTE Professional Radio. My name is Kenneth Ed Peterson, and I'm really excited for everybody who's tuned in to this edition of the show, and I'm really excited for you guys who are actually taking the helm and out there doing what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to hear more from you. You can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and you can go there and tell me exactly what it is you guys like to hear or see, or anything that you might have a question about. You can always contact us. We will be happy to help you here. I'm really excited. And I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, as well as Instagram. You can always go to GTE Professional Radio, or you can go to Global Touch Enterprise. My name is Ed Peterson. So you can basically check out all the information that I'm providing with you here today. So until then, I want to thank you all for tuning into this edition for this week, November 18, 2016. As I say before, I say again, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, that's Brown. And again, ladies and gentlemen, keep building your faith and keep building the dream.